The following views and opinions do not necessarily reflect those of Talk 1230 WYTS, its staff, management, or parent company, Clear Channel. Listeners should not use Dr. Kvitko's comments and advice in place of receiving an actual dental exam. Time now for Dentally Speaking on Talk 1230 WYTS with Dr. Brian Kvitko. Call 821-1230. That's 821-1230 to discuss your dental issues. Now here's Dr. Kvitko on Talk 1230 WYTS.
Talk 1230 WYTS. Welcome to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko, also known as everything you've always wanted to know about dentistry but were too numb to ask. Hello, I'm General Dentist Dr. Brian Kvitko. Welcome this morning. Thank you for joining us. Today we're going to be talking about dental insurance questions in general. There's been some stories in the news lately about insurance companies and how they relate to the physicians in the area. In fact, several articles in the Columbus Dispatch about that. We're going to talk about that a little bit, and then we want to talk about the different kinds of insurances that are out there, the things that people face on a regular basis when they try to use their dental insurance, the costs, the amount that is given back to people in the form of coverages and so on. But before we do that, as usual, we have some announcements, and one is, I'd like to mention that the second annual Dr. Kvitko Golf Classic for the benefit of the Down Syndrome Association of Central Ohio will be held at Broadview Golf Course on Headley Mill Road in Pataskala on August 23rd at 8 a.m. Foursomes are $140. If you only have a couple golfers, that's no problem. We'll pair you up with another two. We're also proud to say that we're selling raffle tickets for a grand prize. And this, too, is to raise money for the Down Syndrome Association of Central Ohio. We're going to tie it together with the golf outing. In fact, that's where we will select the winner. Now, you don't have to be golfing to win. You don't have to be present to win. But the prize is breakfast with Dino Tripodis and Sean Ireland and a behind-the-scenes studio tour to either become a member of our golf outing or to purchase the raffle tickets. You can call the office at 262-9588. All right, go ahead and do that and arrange your purchase so that you have a chance to win. Keep in mind that, here's what I did last week, and we're going to do it again. If anybody who calls in the show today and has a question or comment, if you give your information to my producer, Tom, we're going to enter you in this drawing at no charge. And in fact, I thought about this after I said it last week, and that's not really fair to the Down Syndrome Association, whom we're trying to raise money for. So what I've decided to do is callers to the show with comments or questions, guesses on our Dr. Kvitko question of the day, your name will be entered, but I will make the $5 donation to the Down Syndrome Association of Central Ohio. And that way you don't have to worry about taking away money from the charity by getting the freebie. So anyway, one more announcement, and that is today at 12:30 on NBC4, if you tune in to Showcase Columbus with Gail Hogan, you'll see I'm on that show. It's about a four-minute segment. And for those of you that we've never met, or you've not seen my photo, this would be a chance for you to put a face to the voice, okay? Not promising you'll like what you see, but I think it is a good show, and there's some good information there. So please tune in today, Sunday. It's the 22nd of June at 12:30 on Channel 4, NBC4. If you miss that, there's one more opportunity to see it, and that would be on June 25th, which I believe is Tuesday. Let me think, get that right. Nope, that would be Thursday. And that's at 7:30 on WUAB Channel 15 on Time Warner. Okay? So today at 12:30 on NBC4, or the 25th at 7:30 on Channel 15 WUAB Time Warner. Okay. Also, I want to give the question of the day, Dr. Kvitko's question of the day today, is, and keep in mind that the topic is dental insurance. When dentists were asked if they would like to see their colleagues organize against dental insurance companies, what percent said yes? Your guesses are welcome at 821-1230, or you can send us an email to dentallyspeakingontalk1230@yahoo.com. All right? One more time, the question is, when we asked dentists, when a survey of dentists was done, would they like to see their colleagues organize against dental insurance companies, what percent said yes? All right. And that leads us into today's topic. Now, before I start the conversation about dental insurance and insurance companies in general, let me say that, for the most part, I think insurance companies are great. This country needs insurance companies. If your house burns down, it's a really comforting thought to know that you have fire insurance. If you're, when Katrina struck and people had all that damage and all that flooding, I'm just not sure what would happen if we didn't have insurance companies. 9/11, the cost of rebuilding those buildings that were destroyed in the terrorist attack. And so the phenomenon of insurance, I think, is a good one. The whole concept is good. However, and you probably figured there'd be a however, when it comes to medical insurance, when it comes to dental insurance, I think things have gotten a little bit skewed. Maybe a lot skewed. I honestly don't think that dental insurance ought to be allowed to be called insurance anymore. Now, why would I say that? Let me just give you a little bit of history. Dental insurance started in 1960, approximately. I'm almost certain it was 1960, but give or take a year or so. And it was started by a group of dentists here in Columbus, Ohio, with the idea that they wanted to prove to the insurance industry that you could indeed insure dental disease and make a profit. All right, prior to that, insurance companies just didn't think it was possible, so there was no such thing as dental insurance. Now, the reason they didn't think it was possible is because there are, well, let's put it this way, 100% of the population has dental disease, because if you factor in gingivitis, which is inflammation of the gums, as a disease, just about everybody has that. There are a few people that don't, but almost everybody has some form of dental disease. Now, counteract that with the other side, with medical, or compare that with medical insurance, and you know what? There are several people out there. I'm one of them that almost never goes to the, never needs a medical care per se. I do go every year for my yearly physical. I'm very good about that. But the point is I'm almost never sick. Never had surgery. I'm not one that consumes medical benefits all that much. And so what happens is that the premiums that I pay go into that pool of money that the insurance companies use to make their payments for the claims of the people who did need care. And the math, the actuarials that do all the math and all the statistical data that it takes to do this, they have figured out that not only does it work, but they can make a handsome profit. Now, keep in mind, profit is not a four-letter word, but it is the only reason that the insurance companies exist. Insurance companies do not exist to insure your health. They don't exist to insure your dental health. They only exist to make money. And, you know, once we kind of put that in perspective, it's a little bit easier to understand. So now we're going to go back to those dentists that decided, let's prove to the insurance industry that you could have insurance to insure against dental disease. Well, they knew it was an uphill battle because actuarial data is something that you just cannot fight. It is what it is. And it's the reason that they're allowed to charge, say, women more for their medical insurance than men, because women get pregnant. It's not their fault, but they get pregnant and they, you know, deliver babies, and therefore, as a group compared to men, probably consume more of the medical services. So anyway, the dentist said, we know, let's do it this way. Let's just say we'll have the insurance companies pay, there'll be a deductible, maybe $25. We'll have them pay 100% of things like preventative things like cleanings and exams and x-rays. And then maybe when it comes to fillings, we'll only have them pay about 80% of those. And then when it comes to crowns, bridges, partial dentures, and root canals, I'm sorry, not root canals. The root canals and the extractions would be in the filling category. But then the other, the next category, the partial stentures bridges, would be in a 50% category, would only pay half. And then, and so they were looking around, thinking about it, and they said, well, you know, the insurance companies are still going to tell us that they still can't predict what their costs will be. So they came up with the idea of a yearly maximum. And they said, okay, well, why don't we just cap it off at $1,000? And that way the insurance companies know, worst case scenario, they'd have to spend $1,000 for each one of their subscribers. Well, they didn't actually take this model and go to an insurance company and say, you can do this. What they did is they started one. And they started what is now known as Delta Dental. And it's no longer owned or affiliated by these with these dentists. In fact, they had to disassociate themselves from it after a few years because there were some antitrust concerns. And so they stepped aside and left it in the hands of administrators. All right, well, that was 1960. Remember we said 1960? And now it is 2008. It's been 48 years. And if you're sitting at home listening, think for a minute, what is your yearly maximum right now? Some of you know, some of you don't. I'm going to guess that the majority of you are going to come up with the answer. And the answer is about $1,000. I say about because it's off by a little. In fact, many of you still have exactly $1,000. There are some policies out there that only pay $750 or $500. And relatively common anymore is a $1,200 yearly maximum. All right, so, but let's just for a minute say the vast majority are still at $1,000. Well, that's 48 years ago is when the $1,000 started, and it seems really obvious that that number should have gone up over time, over several years, and yet it hasn't. Back in 1960, you could buy a house, a three-bedroom, one-and-a-half-bath house, for $19,000. You could buy a car, a 1963 Mustang, I remember specifically, Mustang Pony, 1995, $1,995 for a brand new 64 Mustang, the first year they came out. Now, today, houses cost, I think the median cost of a home is somewhere in the neighborhood of $165,000, I believe, somewhere in that range nationally. And we all know that cars, you can get a car for about $20,000. I think, honestly, probably more common in Columbus would be houses approaching $200,000. But you can get a car in the $20,000 range. But a lot of them, if they have options on them, wind up being more like $26,000 to $30,000. Now, if that yearly maximum had kept up with inflation, or just the cost of living, or whatever, that was $1,000 back in 1960, 48 years later, it should be about $8,000. $8,000. Think about that. That's eight times what it is. Now, over the last 48 years, I'm going to bet, and I bet you know this for a fact, that your premiums that you pay on your dental insurance have gone up every year. Every year the premiums go up. I don't know by how much, but it doesn't really matter because it hasn't gone up, because the reimbursement hasn't gone up. Now, as you can tell, this is a big topic. We may spend two or three shows on this, but when we come back from the break, we're going to get into more specifics about the kind of things that that this disparity has caused. And please stay with us. Feel free to give us a call at 821-1230 or send us an email to dentallyspeaking on talk1230@yahoo.com. Don't change that dial. We'll be right back.
Take your smile, please. Stay for a while now. Just take your time. Wherever
Talk 1230
you go.
WYTS. You're listening to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. Thanks for staying with us. Today we're talking about dental insurance, kind of insurance in general. While we were gone, John called from Upper Arlington, and he said that his guess for the question of the day, which was when dentists were asked whether they wanted their colleagues to band together against dental insurance companies, organize against dental insurance companies, how many of them said yes, or what percent said yes? John guessed 75% or three-fourths. That is a little bit low. And so keep your guesses coming. Also, want to encourage people to tune in to Gail Hogan Showcase Columbus today on NBC4 at 12:30. There is a short segment there where I am included in that show. I'm very proud of that. Okay, now we were talking about insurance companies and dental insurance and how the yearly maximum hasn't been changed in a long, long time. I mean, 48 years, we're almost talking about half a century, and yet premiums have gone up. Keep in mind that as a rule, I think insurance companies are great. We need them. On the other hand, and we also said profit's not a four-letter word, which means it's not a dirty word. But on the other hand, sometimes I believe they put profits in ahead of our health when you're talking about dental insurance. Looking at the Columbia Electronic Encyclopedia, insurance is described as a device for indemnifying or guaranteeing an individual against loss. Reimbursement is made from a fund to which many individuals exposed to the same risk have contributed certain specified amounts called premiums. I've always thought it strange that insurance companies are the only ones that the only ones that call their bills premiums. How do they get away with that? It's not a premium, it's a bill. Has anybody ever wondered but me? Then it says that, so think about that. You have all these people paying in, and they have this pool of money. So if premiums have gone up, or the bills, the cost has gone up in the last 48 years, to the insured, to the folks who have the insurance, why hasn't the reimbursement level gone up? And I don't think there is a good answer for that, other than that word profit. Now think about any major city in the country. Who owns the largest buildings? Who owns the most recognizable buildings? I think the answer is very clear. It's insurance companies. It's the Transamerica building, Prudential building, Nationwide building. Actually, there are others that usually come right to my mind, but not right now. But I think you get the picture. The other thing is here in Columbus, back in, I'm going to say, the mid-90s, we had a situation where a medical insurance company known as Physicians Health Plan, PHP, was purchased by United Healthcare. And the reason I think that's significant is because the articles that have appeared in the Dispatch over the last several weeks are about United Healthcare. So let's go back. When United Healthcare purchased PHP, the outgoing CEO received a $33 million golden parachute, a $33 million compensation package. $33 million. Now, I don't know if anybody's ever pondered this, but how many root canals, how many cleanings, how many extractions, how many crowns, how many just routine fillings, you name it, do you have to deny paying for in order to make $33 million available to one person? Seems like an awful lot, an awful lot. And, you know, as a practicing dentist, I can tell you that my office, which is pretty good size, as dental offices go, would, you know, you could probably put 10 of those in just the lobby of most of these insurance companies, and yet I have, you know, mortgage payments that'll take me through the rest of my life just to pay for that, what amounts to a small portion of their lobbies. Now, I know that United Healthcare, for example, takes in $50 billion a year in premiums. That's B with a billion with a B. Yet, I also know that companies like them and others, these large insurance companies, have a policy of going to the max, doing whatever it takes to collect any dollar amount that is owed to them of $15 or more. So you have like a $50 billion a year company going, you know, willing to fight and fight and fight to get $15. Now, maybe that's how you get to be a $50 billion company. I'm not sure. But on the other hand, this company and others are the ones that are asking doctors and dentists to give up hundreds of dollars on every procedure. And and in a lot of, and then whenever possible, having it appear to the patients, our patients, their subscribers, that we're the problem, that it's the dentists that are the problem. They would have you believe we're just charging too much, and I would turn that back around and say, it's going to look like the prices are high when you haven't raised the reimbursement for 48 years. 48 years. That's half a century almost. I mean, we're halfway through 2008, so 48 and a half years. Anyway, that is something that I want people to think about. When we come back, we're going to explore this topic a little more. Please stay with us. Don't forget to send us an email with your guest to Dr. Kvitko's question of the day. And you can also call us with guesses and questions and comments at 821-1230. So, you're listening to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko here on Talk 1230 WYTS. Talk 1230 WYTS. Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. I'm General Dentist Dr. Brian Kvitko. And today we're talking about dental insurance, some insurance questions in general, and the kinds of things that have affected the state of insurance today. The state being, in my opinion, not all that great, at least when it comes to dental insurance, and based on articles I see in the paper, not so great when it comes to medical insurance either. Before we go back to the topic, I want to remind folks that you can listen to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko at any time you choose. It's on demand by listening to our podcast. And the podcast works this way. You go to your computer and you type in www.talk1230wyts.com. Once there, click on the On Air tab. It's basically, I'm sorry, it's a, you just hold your mouse over it and a drop-down box comes up. Click on Dr. Kvitko. Once you're at that page, in the middle of the page, it says Go to Podcast page. Once you're there, just click on the Listen button of any of the shows that you would like to hear. All of the past shows are there, and including this show will be available about 15 minutes after the broadcast ends, which means it'll be available at about 10:15 or 10:30, so that if you have a friend who lives out of town and can't get this signal, you can certainly tell them how they can hear the show for themselves. All right, thank you for that. And then also, we have an emailed guest on our Dr. Kvitko question of the day. And the Dr. Kvitko question of the day is, when asked dentists if they would like to see their colleagues organize against dental insurance companies, what percent of them said yes? And Susan from Gahanna has sent us an emailed guess. Susan is guessing 82%, and Susan, thank you for that. It is not correct, but still I appreciate the guess. Okay, so now let's get back to the topic. So we're talking about reimbursement levels not going up. I gave the definition of insurance, and remember at the beginning of the show I said we shouldn't even be allowed to call it insurance anymore because it doesn't seem like it's really insuring your dental health. Instead, I honestly think it should have to be called a discount coupon. So basically it's this. Hey, you know, clients or patients, whatever, you guys, how about we just give you some money, you go out and get your dental care, do whatever you want. We don't care if it's cosmetic, we don't care what it is. You just, you'll have $1,000 to spend however you choose. And be honest, if they did that, it'd even be better than the way it is now. Because the way it is now, you don't even get that. You have to scratch and claw to get that $1,000. You'll have a filling done, and something they're supposed to pay for at 80%, you'll find out they only paid 70% or 65%, and there'll be a little note that says tooth-colored fillings on molars isn't covered at as high a rate as if you had done silver. So make no mind that you wanted tooth-colored. It's just they're going to hold back a little bit of that money that I guess they need to build these tall buildings in a single bound. So, but let's just say it would be nice if everybody understood that it's a discount. There's a little bit of money off your care, and if you knew that, that'd be great. Now, keep in mind this. There are lots of people that come and they say, well, you know, I chipped my tooth, I want to get it fixed, but I can't get anything else done because I don't have dental insurance. And I ask them, I ask them what happens when their car breaks. Because, of course, they look at me funny when I ask. But my point is I'll say, well, wait a minute. when your car breaks, you get your car fixed, right? And the answer is yes. And I'll say, but there's no such thing as car repair insurance. And there's usually silence. And so, you know, they're looking at me like, well, you're right. You know, why do I just sit around and wait, let my teeth rot while I'm waiting for dental insurance when I'll get my car fixed when it breaks? I mean, this is your body we're talking about, folks. And in fact, I actually originally had entitled today's show, Dental Insurance. Wake up, people. You've all heard that commercial. Wake up. It's not insurance. It's just a little bit of help. And so the people that don't have insurance think insurance is wonderful, and they sit around and let their teeth rot, thinking, though, I can't pay for this because maybe someday I'll have insurance. And then those who have it quickly realize that if they let one tooth go bad, meaning if it needs a root canal and a buildup and a crown, well, that pretty much takes up their insurance, actually uses up their insurance twice over. And so it's a real debacle because you want to have healthy teeth. We know that it affects your overall health. And people want jobs that offer benefits, but then once they get the benefit and they realize how little is paid back, they begin to wonder why they ever waited to receive this care. So, and I mentioned, you know, I don't mean to single out United Health because they're very similar to all of the other companies. Unfortunately for them, they've been in the newspaper about 6-7 times in the last month and a half. And so because of that, I was thinking of them. Honestly, there are some other companies out there that, that I think less of. But let's put it all in perspective and realize this. The only one that can ensure your health is you. Something else. The only one that can provide your dental care is a dentist, not an insurance administrator. They don't do root canals. They don't do fillings. They don't do crowns. And, just as a little side note, yesterday, it was a beautiful day, and I spent all of yesterday in a continuing education course. In my case, it was an update on new information that deals with intravenous sedation, conscious sedation, oral sedation, all of that type of information that is keeping me current and also allowing me to keep my license current to provide the kinds of sedation that I do. I would bet that while I was in that course all day, there were some insurance folks out on the golf course. There were some insurance folks out on their boat, out enjoying themselves. And not that all the dentists in the city were in that course, but there are lots of courses like that that go on. We put a lot of time, effort, and money into our educational background, into our careers, into making sure that we offer the most up-to-date information and procedures for our patients. And so it's a little disheartening when you do that, and you go in on Monday morning, and somebody says, well, I just want what my insurance covers. And it's like, people, that's not very much. You can't stay healthy that way. You will lose ground in no time. You'll absolutely, if you do that, you will absolutely lose your teeth before, you're up there in years. Okay, we're going to continue this discussion more. Questions can be called in to 821-1230. You are listening to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko here on Talk 1230 WYTS. Talk 1230 WYTS. Welcome to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko, also known as Everything You've Always Wanted to Know About Dentistry But Were Too Numb to Ask. Hello, I'm General Dentist Dr. Brian Kvitko. And you've been listening to a show about dental insurance, some of the concerns. Keep in mind, I don't want this show to be, Dr. Kvitko's bashing insurance companies. I'm not doing that at all. And you might remember I started off the show by saying that I think insurance companies serve a great purpose. I don't know what we would do without them. But what I am saying is that when it comes to dental insurance especially, things have gotten out of whack. And it's almost like someone's been asleep at the wheel. And our Dr. Kvitko question of the day talks about that very thing. And basically there was a survey of dentists done. And when asked, When asked, dentists... When dentists were asked if they would like to see their colleagues organize against dental insurance companies, what percent of them said yes? I'm going to go ahead and give you the answer now. The answer was 94%, meaning 94% of dentists out there feel that it is time to organize against dental insurance companies. Well, anytime you get 94% of anything or any group of people all thinking the same way, there must be a reason. Now, what I haven't talked about yet is the different kinds of dental insurance out there and what it means to be a participating provider, meaning on the list or not on the list. And let me tell you that in my practice, I choose not to be on the list. It's my choice. Remember how we said insurance companies call their bills premiums? They have this way of using words to their advantage. Well, when they say go to one of our preferred providers, that's an insurance company term. And what it means is the insurance company would prefer that you go to one of those people on that list. Now, why would they care who you go to for your dental care? And the answer is simple. If you go to one of those people on the list, the insurance company makes more money. That's it. It's simple. Those dentists aren't any better or any worse than the other dentists out there. I guess I might argue that maybe some of the people on the list are on the list for a reason, and maybe some of the better operators don't have to be on the list, but I don't have any specific data to offer that, so I'll just have to leave it at that. But let me tell you how it works when you're on the list. And there are different ways. There's a plan called Preferred Provider, which we're talking about. Then there's the thing called capitation, which means an insurance company would pay a dentist so much money per capita or per person on this list of patients that they would be given. And that works. And then there's your typical model for, say, like welfare. It used to be called welfare. Now it's called CareSource, and there's even another name for it. But it's pretty much, I think everybody understands that. And so if you are, let's say you have a capitation program and you're a dentist and you're trying to decide whether you want to sign up. The company will come to you and say, look, we're going to give you $14,000 a month, maybe $15,000, I don't know. Pick a number. Whatever number it is going to sound really big. And especially if you're right out of dental school, you say, wow, $15,000 a month. I've never seen that much money in one place ever. And so it looks like a good deal. And then the insurance company just says, and for that, doc, all you have to do is when the people on this list of 2,000 families we're going to assign to you, when they come to your office, you need to take care of them. Whatever they need, you need to do. And for all their routine stuff. If they happen to need a crown or they happen to need a root canal, then you can charge them an extra $100, $150. And that sounds really great to the young dentist right out of school, especially. But what happens is they quickly realize that you can't keep the door open for $15,000 a month. You can't pay your rent, your utilities, your employees, your supply, your dental lab bill, your malpractice insurance. Just can't be done. And so when these people call, they find ways to not see them. They have to. They don't have any choice. So they'll say, well, we're busy. We can see you in 3 weeks. Or when they come in, if they might have dental disease but be told they're healthy because they don't have time to treat them because they need to see some regular paying patients just to be able to make enough money to cover their expenses. So if you're on one of those plans, you might find yourself, your appointment getting canceled. They made you an appointment, call you, say the doctor's going on vacation. We didn't realize there was a conflict, so we need to reschedule you. There'll be all kinds of reasons, all sound plausible. But if you really look, peel back the layers, you're going to find that it's because you essentially, being on that capitation plan, are a second, maybe third class citizen for that office. And then when it comes to your care, thoroughness of your care once you're there, it's just not there. And I want to go into that a little more detail, a lot more detail, hopefully, if we have time here before this show ends. And like I said, we'll probably do another show or two about this because it's a very, very important topic. So stay with us. You're listening to Dunnelly Speaking on Talk 1230 WYTS with Dr. Brian Kvitko. We will be right back. Talk 1230 WYTS. You're listening to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. And today's topic is dental insurance. Wake up, people. And what that is referring to is look at dental insurance for what it is, which is a discount coupon. The yearly maximum has not been raised in 48 years, or at least if it has, not very appreciably, nothing near what it should be. Your yearly max should be about $8,000, and most people still have $1,000. And therefore, dental insurance really doesn't insure your dental health. It doesn't allow you to get your teeth healthy. It won't keep up. We're talking about capitation, how a dentist receives so much per month for every family, and how the reimbursement level or that level is so low that they really can't afford to treat people. I have a personal example, a family with a young boy. He was 12. Coming to me, said, well, we have to go to somebody else now. My husband signed up for a different plan at work. We want to save money. And I said, well, you're always welcome back. And she said, okay, but, you know, and I'm really sorry we have to leave. And I said, well, you know, hopefully you'll be back. So I hadn't heard from her in a while. About 3.5 years later, she called up and she said that her son, she said, well, Dr. Kvitko, would you take a look at Tony? He keeps telling me he has a toothache. And every time we take him to the dentist, they say he's fine. And I said, sure. She goes, I know I'm going to have to pay you because you're not in that network. And I said, okay, well, that's good, but we'll take a look. So she comes in, and Tony has this huge cavity. He's 15 and a half. It happens to be a tooth that I told them had a cavity when they left. It was the only one he had. She said, we'll just have it done at the new dentist. So why would they not take care of this tooth, which was within a micron of needing a root canal? Why would they keep telling him that he didn't have a cavity? Because it was a capitation program, and they didn't make any money for doing fillings from the insurance company. They only got money if he needed a root canal, or a crown, or both. So instead of taking care of his cavity when it was small, they let it sit there for 3.5 years. And if it hadn't been for Mom calling me and having her come in and me catching it before it needed a root canal, he would have needed a root canal at age 15 and a half. Okay, now, you might be thinking, well, why would that dentist do that? He doesn't have, you know, great morals, or doesn't have any more scruples than that. And the reality is when you back somebody into a corner and say, you have to do this, but we're not giving you enough money to actually pay the bills to do this, offices take shortcuts. It's wrong. They shouldn't do it. I don't do it, which is why I'm not on the lists. The other one, that preferred provider network, it's not all that similar. Basically, it's a fee for service. So the dentist doesn't get any money up front. They only get money to do services that they tell you you need. And because the reimbursement levels are low, in most cases, it's about a 40% discount if you're on the list. What happens is unscrupulous offices will tell you you have 5 cavities when maybe you only have 2. And they'll do 5 fillings. And 5 fillings at 40% off will add up to even more money than 2 fillings at full price. And so sometimes the offices that are the most profitable are not providing the best care for the public. So the ones that seem to struggle are the ones that, every day, it's kind of a day-to-day thing, actually, honestly, kind of our office is like that more than you would think. Are because people are, they're only doing what you need, they're not over-treating, they're not under-treating, and they're trying to get a fair wage for doing that. So, keep that in mind. We will talk more about this. I believe our next week's show will also be dealing with dental insurance. Don't forget to listen, or rather watch, Showcase Columbus with Gail Hogan today on NBC4 at 12:30. Set your DVR or your TiVo if you can't watch it. And also, that show will re-air on the 25th, which is Wednesday of this week, on Time Warner, WUAB, Channel 15. Don't forget also our golf outing. Give the office a call at 262-9588 to join in, and help us raise money for the Central Ohio Down Syndrome Association. Thank you so much for tuning in and for listening. We really appreciate it. Please tune in next week when we continue this discussion about insurance, dental insurance in general. I believe it's a very, very important topic. Your health depends on it. Thank you very much, and we'll see you next week. Go out and enjoy the day.